are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The decisions made by individuals within a Christian community profoundly impact the collective life, health, and direction of the community. Each member's choice, ranging from personal conduct and spiritual practices to involvement in communal activities, contribute to the community's overall atmosphere, effectiveness, and witness. Understanding how individual actions intertwine to shape the communal experience can inspire greater responsibility, unity, and purpose amongst the members. So we are unpacking this once again for the last time this week with my Pastor Stanley Chilembo Mfundisi Murebwanji.
Ah, bueno, Murebwanji.
Murebwino.
Wonderful.
Indeed.
You are catching up.
I'm getting there, you know, I'm getting there. I found someone to teach me Tonga. So next time I'll be speaking Tonga.
Okay.
Yes. So before we start, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay, shall we pray? Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this hour. We want to thank you that you have spared these minutes that we discuss this subject. Guide us, for we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're looking at the power of choice for the community. How do individual spiritual disciplines now, such as prayer, Bible study, and worship, contribute to the spiritual health of the community?
This is one interesting subject as we talk about, as we look at the health of the community. Mm. Imagine, because when you talk about, the first thing that we can discuss is what these things do to an individual. Then if we can have individuals who practice these activities, what are some of the results that we are going to have? So if individuals discipline themselves by engaging themselves in prayer, Bible study, and worship, we know that these have got good benefits in terms of emotional benefits, social benefits, spiritual benefits, and overall, the health of an individual, because when you are dealing with the description of health, we talk about the wellness, being well physically, mentally, emotionally, incorporating everything is the definition of health. So if individuals have that, vitality in terms of their spiritual well-being, we know that it will promote mental wellness. If we engage ourselves in Bible study, prayer, and worship, we know that we will have mental health or mental wellness. Mm-hmm. And then there will be emotional stability, as well as having the peace of mind, which we gain as we study the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So if we look at these three elements, having the peace of mind, being emotionally stable, and having a sound mind, a mind that is, mentally well. Imagine we have a community of people who are stable. Mm. We begin from a home, both a husband and wife, or even children, household members, they have achieved this. We know that our community will be stable. Our community will be in peace, and there will be progress. You have unity, and people, are having higher expectations instead of just looking at mere petty things that retard our growth.
Indeed. So, Mpundisi, looking at things like, because decisions, we have people who do make ethical decisions and others make unethical decisions, right? Mm-hmm. So what impact do personal ethical choices have on the community's reputation and witness to non-believers?
When we talk about ethical decisions, these are very, very important in terms of defining who we are as Christians. Because as we talk about the gospel, the way Jesus puts it, Jesus extensively talks about us making right choices. You talk about the sermons when he was preaching in the book of Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, chapter 8, where he talks about, you know, we can just cite one of them where Christ says, do unto others what you'd want them to do to you.
Mm.
The decisions we are making, they are very important to building the community. So it begins with an individual. If I behave in a respective manner, respecting others, respecting myself, if I am honest, if I keep my integrity, if I behave in an ethical way, you know, in a way that I respect, let's talk about relationships in terms of husband and wife.
Mm.
I respect someone's wife and they respect someone's husband. All of us, if we behave in an ethical way, in a way that we know that we are making right decisions, our community will avoid a lot of injuries that we have seen.
Mm.
This will, you know, it will build the interpersonal relationship in such a way that we live at peace.
Mm.
Psalm number 133 says, how beautiful it is for children of God to dwell together in unity. If we can learn to respect one another, if we can learn to show empathy, you know, we have that self-discipline, we inculcate teamwork, we take responsibility of anything that is supposed to be under our care. We treat others with the fairness. We show compassion to others. We show gratitude to people. This will definitely build our community.
Mm.
And above all, if we behave in a social, in an ethical way, if we, you know, choose things in a right way, it will build social cohesion.
Mm.
We know that there will be a sense of unity, fostering cooperation among individuals. The decisions that we make every day, do not think that they are just you and you alone. They affect all of us. I listened to one preacher, I may divert here, but I listened to one preacher who was talking about the impact of having you know, extramarital affairs. He says, if you engage yourself in things like fornication and adultery, the impact of this is that you yourself will be affected. So the decision you are making, it affects you. You will never trust yourself. You will live a guilty life. You don't even have that power to trust even others. Because of what you are doing, you think that even others are doing the same. So every choice that we make, the ethical decisions, the choices that we make ethically, they contribute to the uprightness of the community, or they destroy the uprightness in our society. Today we are complaining about moral degradation. One of the reasons it is because of what people are choosing. If we can make right choices, I can assure you that our community, our society will be a better place to live in.
Mpundisi, you have spoken there, you know, you've spoken there. So now when we turn to issues of acts of kindness, you know, there are some communities where they're like, we don't even think there is a Christian who lives here because there is no warmth, there is no love, there's nothing. But others, they're able to say, this one, this Chilembo guy, you know, he is a Christian because they could see Mpundisi, you know, your acts of kindness, you know, your service to others and everything. So how can those individual acts of kindness and services, you know, foster a culture of love and support within the community?
You know, when you talk about acts of kindness, kindness is just the one description of what love towards our neighbor is. You know that love, of course, when we read the greater commandments, it's like we are just saying there are two of them, but there are three. They love the Lord your God with all your might, your soul, and your strength. The second one is love your neighbor. And the third one is love yourself. So love God, love for God, love for your neighbor, and love for yourself.
Mm.
In the two great commandments, you will find those elements. Mm. So when we talk about doing acts of kindness, acts of kindness are an essential aspect of human life that brings joy and happiness to both the giver and the receiver.
Mm.
You who is doing the act of kindness, there are these benefits. Mm. Like that's the reason why I say love your neighbors, you love yourself.
Yes.
There is no way, you know, if you don't love others, if you don't give acts of kindness, you will actually live in a way that you begin complaining yourself. So these acts of kindness that we give to others, they also bring joy upon us. They bring happiness upon us. You find someone who is hungry, you give them food. That, you know, that gesture of simply helping someone, imparting life in someone,
mm.
also has a feedback. It brings even the appreciation, and God blesses you. When the Bible says blessed is the hand that gives than the one that receives, it's because what you give comes to you with a double portion.
Mm.
The joy that you see in those people,
mm.
and the peace of mind that you acquire,
mm.
because of what you have done, it brings a double portion of what? Of that joy.
Mm.
Very, very important.
Indeed. So now we're looking at, you know, others, they say, I don't know, one day I think I must discuss this one, but anyway, you know, others are saying that, you know, they've been called to serve in the church, and they're not pastors, right? Someone would say, for example, I'm called me, Sabbath lunch, trust me, I'm there, you know. While others, you know, they mention other things in which they are called to, while others, they just serve because they're seeing a gap. They don't see that particular thing as a calling. So now, what role does personal involvement in church activities play in the overall engagement and vitality of the community?
Yeah, when we talk about engaging ourselves in church activities, this is very important as we want to grow and achieve spiritual maturity.
Mm.
There are three basic things that build our spiritual maturity.
Mm.
The first one being prayer, and prayer is communication with God.
Okay.
You are speaking to God.
Yeah.
And the second one is studying the word of God.
Mm.
God is communicating back to you,
mm.
and you are discovering the will of God and how God dealt with many people, how people responded to God's call and how they matured themselves.
Mm.
Then the third one is now getting involved in church activities. These activities could be just inviting others to come to church,
mm.
or getting involved in some works that we are to do, some community services that we are to do as a church.
Mm.
So as we get involved in these activities, you don't need to have a calling to say you have been called. You have been called to cook food for people who come on Sabbath.
Mm.
You don't need that. Of course, there are people, you know, who have that spirit of generosity. They have that gift. But the basic thing is that all of us, as we take part in the activities of the church, they contribute to our spiritual maturity. And imagine if we have people, 100 or 10, 50, 100 people in the community who are involved. What will be the result? We know that our community will not only benefit spiritually, but there will be those things, you know, the things that we used to talk about, especially some years back. We talk about building a community where people work together and live together, because we'll be visiting each other, we'll be doing things for each other, where you find that there are needy people, you go in to help them, to wash for them, to cook for them, to feed them, to help them in terms of supporting them financially. At the end of the day, our community becomes a better place for everyone to enjoy.
Indeed.
And these are works that God encourages us to do.
Mm.
James, tells us that if you want to know true religion, is found in visiting the sick, helping the poor, taking care of the widows and the orphans. These acts, as we get involved in these small activities, you discover that you are building a better community. My friends who are listening, you could have, you know, we may have resources. You don't know what to do with those resources. Just give those resources to the church. Begin helping others. Buy food. Go to KFC. Invite those people you know that, you know, they are roaming in the streets. They are hungry. Buy food for them. As you give them those food, those people appreciate you. And as they appreciate you, you discover that you are also growing yourself even in your spirituality.
Yes. Indeed. Mpuneswami, so as we near the end of this conversation, right, issues of generosity. Hey, not everyone, you know, is that generous. Issues of generosity and financial stewardship, how does it now help the community in terms of, you know, that closeness that we need? And as you answer that one, Pundiswami, also, if someone is listening to us, you know, for the first time today, what should they take home in terms of their choices?
Okay. So when we talk about issues of generosity, I will build on the previous point that I was just trying to make. If we have, you know, God has given us means and resources. If you really want to expand and increase, the best is learn to give out. My uncle taught me a lesson that if you want to destroy a bag, just put, you know, get these things you are packing in one bag, that thing will be destroyed because it will burst. If you want to see how a container can lose its, you know, its effectiveness, keep things in one place for a long time. That container may not be very effective. So when we talk about generosity, is about you have received something, help others. Take care of the need. Take care of, you know, your brothers and sisters who are underprivileged. Give them something. As we, you know, as we give our finances, when we are in church, we call them tithes and offerings. When you give your tithes and offerings, those who are in the world, when you make your donations and help people who are in need, you discover that you are building a community. There are people who are languishing, people who, when we stretch out our hand, they will be blessed. So all in all, this lesson of talking about choices are very, very important because they shape the community. They make us to be who we are. And if we make right choices, we know that our world will become a better place to live in. Yeah. Our community will benefit not only from government, but from individual members. We know that there will be, you know, we are going to develop good morals. We are going to foster unity. We are going to have good interpersonal relationships. And, you know, we have been discussing this subject from Monday.
Yes.
One thing I say, friends, is that as we go home, there are times when we make choices which do not favor us. What we need to do is let us be brave. Stand to defend every choice that we have made. Even bad choices, sometimes you just need to defend them by learning lessons from them. Pick lessons from them and then do the right thing. The choices which have got negative consequences. Let's say you chose your spouse and later on you discover to say, I think I didn't make the right choice. you will make another wrong choice if you decide to divorce. If you didn't make a right choice when you were choosing your partner, making the choice, another decision to divorce is the worst mistake you can make. So now, since there is that choice you made, what do you do? Seek counsel. Go to people who can give you counsel on how you can become compatible, how you can adjust the two of you and make this world a better place to live in. Let us reduce divorce. Let us reduce suicide. Let us reduce bad behavior in our community by making sure that we make right decisions every day.
Don't choose the right partner. It's the wrong partner. That's the one thing. So, Mpundiswa, I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for our listeners as we wrap up this conversation for this week?
Okay. Thank you. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, our eternal King in heaven, we are so thankful that during this week we have been discussing this subject about choices and making decisions. Father, you who is our guide, you who is our creator, we pray that as we make decisions on a daily basis, may you always be ahead of us. May we learn to consult you, O God, that in all the decisions that we make, we will not regret, but we will have that peace of mind which comes from you because you are our guide. I would like to pray for our listeners that, Lord, you bless them in a very special way, that in everything they do, they may learn to seek you, walk with you, and not regret on any past mistakes they have made, but always to have a positive mind, to focus on you, who is able to reconstruct even all past records. We pray that you bless us in a very special way, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day and a blessed Sabbath.
Amen. 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 Shalom.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.